David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, beloved. We are looking at 60 parts of the character traits of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we're at part 21. And this very day we look at purity and holiness as being a character trait of our Lord. Purity and holiness is being set apart for God's use, which is holiness in action. It does not allow us to be contaminated nor interfere with others in our growth and our relationship in Christ. And the first scripture we look at is an obvious one, really. Matthew, the 5th chapter, and we go to verse 8. And it says this: "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Oh, beloved. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What a privilege and what a blessing it is. Now, this is the wonderful thing. I know that whilst we're on this earth, we cannot be perfect. I know this. We cannot be perfect. But what's interesting, and I feel the Lord pointed this out to me some time ago when I was preaching on this particular verse, and that is this. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, says in Matthew the 5th chapter, "Blessed are those that are pure, for they will see God." Beloved, those that are pure. That tells me the word "those," third person plural, meaning that there must be people in this world that achieve purity. They achieve purity, so that is something that you can achieve. And I believe that perfection has nothing to do with purity. I really do. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those that are pure, for they will see God. Don't you long to see God? Wouldn't you love to just be in the presence of Almighty God and to see Him face to face? Well, if you achieve purity, beloved, Jesus is telling you that that will be your blessing, that you will see God. Another scripture that I'm keen to bring to you is James, the brother of Jesus, and chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 8, and it says this: "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." That is what James is insisting we do. We cleanse our hearts, we purify our hearts, and we cleanse our hands. These scriptures are there to uphold you, to edify you, beloved. That is what they're for. That is what they are for. We're going to Timothy now, the book of Timothy. And we're going to go to chapter 5. And it says this in verse 22. "Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins, but keep thyself pure." I love that version. I'll say that again. "Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other man's sins. Keep thyself pure." Beloved, this is what this particular daily devotional is all about: purity. In the first hour, we looked at humility. You see, if we can start to adopt these attributes, then our lives are going to change inextricably. We will not be able to do anything about the change in our lives. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked that. That's because these changing parts of our lives is all because of God. It is our decision that this is what we want in our life. It is our decision. It is our will that says, "Yes, Lord, I want to be pure. Yes, Lord, I want to be holy. I want to be set apart. That is what I require, Lord. That is what I deeply desire. Beloved, God knows your heart, and He looks straight into your heart, and He can see whether or not you actually mean that. He can see if in your heart you do want humility. You want to grow in that. He can see in your heart if you do want purity and to be set apart, to be holy. He can see that. So it's no good you just saying, yeah, that's what I want. In actual fact, you don't want to change at all. You want to carry on the way that you're going on. Now, I'm not saying that you do need to change. I'm probably talking to me here. I am always wanting to change, beloved. I'm always wanting the Lord to deal with me as I need to be dealt with. In other words, I need humility in my life. In other words, I need purity in my life. In other words, I need holiness in my life. These are the things that I need on a daily basis, beloved. So therefore, when I say to you, are you going to say yes to this so I can pray? I am the first one to leap to my feet and say, yes, that's me. That is me. That is me. I want purity. I want holiness. I want humility. I want these attributes in my life. I don't want to continue my life the way it's going unless these things can be a part of my life. I need this. I need this so desperately. Finally, let's go to Philippians, the fourth chapter, and go to verse 8, and it says this: finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you say to us on a daily basis. And Father God, I give you the glory and the honor and the power due your holy name. I wanted to go and work for another radio station. And the reason was, quite simply, and this is me, this is my desire, beloved. I want you to listen to this very carefully. I used to work for a radio station for many years, and I wasn't working there for quite a number of years. And then I wanted to go back there. And the reason I wanted to go back there is because I wanted to earn a salary. Wouldn't mean to say that I wouldn't do this anymore. Of course I would do this continually. But I would work at the other end of the day so that I knew that I could do the job. And I wanted to work for this radio station again. It was something I wanted. And so I contacted them again, and they took ages and ages to come up with a decision. And they came back to me today during the program. They came back to me around an hour ago, and they said, at this time, no, we don't want you. So I said, fine, thank you very, very much. And as I put the phone down, I don't know how I felt. I don't know if I felt light. I don't know if I felt a weight lifted from my shoulders. But beloved, it was a desire of my heart. It is what I wanted. It is a way that I thought I could earn some money to help support Worship Radio 247, to help support my family. I thought it was a good way of earning some money because this is what I do. And the Lord shut the door. That door is not open. And so consequently, in my humility, I accept that. In my humility, I accept what God has done. Father God, thank you for what you have done. And I give you all the honor and the glory. Let purity and holiness pour into our lives now for those who have said yes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.